Hello, my friends. I trust all you guys well. It's been a while, I know. No worries, everything's okay here. And I'm trusting the same for you guys too. Anyways, I wanted to talk about a topic that if you don't overcome, if you don't become strong at it, it will take you out of business, you know. And the topic I want to talk about is growing a tough skin in this game of entrepreneurship, right? Business or whatever you want to call it. And the reason I say that is because you're going to have a lot of bumps, right, in this ride of business. And if you don't learn to adjust to these bumps, it will knock you out the park, you know, knock you out the road, right? And it happens because, you know, I fight it today, you know, in today's business, I still fight it today. And the thing is, I tolerated more than what I used to many years ago. But what I'm trying to tell you guys is that if you don't learn and grow and hold yourself down, it will take you out, you know. Like in the sales game, right? In the sales game, you got, of course, sales, whatever product you sell. And then you know that, you know, there's going to be times that some clients are going to cancel their order and want a refund if you're doing any type of product sales, right? And guess what happens? You know, if you plan to use that money, right? If you plan to use that money for something else, you have to basically come up with that money back, right? Which in the sales business is called a chargeback, right? Same thing with insurance, because that, you know, I'm in insurance business. A client, you know, decides to cancel their policy. Guess what happens? You know, you're gonna pay that commission back one way or another, out of pay it out of your pocket, right? Or write another sale so that could basically, you know, pay off that chargeback, which is called chargeback, right? But what I'm trying to say here is that there's gonna be a lot of times that, you know, you're gonna get those chargebacks, right, or refunds back in your business. And if you don't learn how to tolerate that, you basically in the wrong business, right? And because the entrepreneur world is like this, guys. You know, it's a roller coaster ride. But the ones that really succeed in this roller coaster ride are the ones that I do expect that things like this are gonna happen, right? And what I mean by that, you know, that the role of success in the entrepreneur world is not a straight line. You know, you're going to have areas that you're going to be climbing the mountain all the time and hooray, oh my God, it's going great, weepee, you know, all this good stuff, right? And then there's going to be times that roller coaster is going to go down that hill. And sometimes going down that hill, it goes down fast, you know. And a lot of people only celebrate when they're winning, and they don't celebrate when they're losing, right? And it's hard to celebrate when you lose, but what I mean by celebrating when you lose, what I mean by that is that you should expect, you know, losses to come, because this is part of business. You know, you can't expect to win all the time, even though in your mind, like myself, I expect to win all the time. I understand, but I know in the back, there's going to be times where there's losses. And if I don't adapt to that, it will take me out of business like it has done in the past, you know. And I'm just trying to give you a heads up that when you're in this entrepreneur business, if you're selling a product or you're selling a product for somebody else, make sure that you protect yourself by saying, look, I'm good at this. This is sales. I'm trying to build this business, and have that mindset that out of 100%, 80% of people might stay, and 20%, you know, I might lose. So I got to prepare myself, meaning that put away some money, a cushion, just in case when this happens, you can say, well, you know, okay, let me try to recuperate, number one, of course, because you're going to try to reach out to your client and see if you can recuperate what happened. And number two, maybe that, you know, maybe you try it, right? And it doesn't happen, but at the same time, you had that cushion to say, you know what? I'll take that loss. I learn better. I know that this cushion that I put away will help me recover from this loss, right? And the reason I say that is because a lot of people just make money and they take that money and they just throw it away, right? Not throw it away, but spend it, and they don't expect these things to happen. That's why I like to be upfront with people. If you're in the sales game, you know what? You know, I'll tell them straight up, listen, John, Mary, whoever it is, right? Prepare yourself, because this ain't a roller coaster that keeps going up. This is a roller coaster that goes up and down like waves in the ocean. And there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. But if you prepare your mindset to accept that, and then knowing, and then put away that cushion of money away, so when that does happen, it doesn't affect emotionally. Because the biggest thing here is a mindset. Everything's a mindset, you know what I'm saying? And if your mindset, your mindset's not prepared, and then stuff like this happens, it's devastating, you know? Even, because sometimes, you go out of the way for a customer, right? You go out of the way, I mean, you send thank you letters, holiday letters, birthday letters, or calls, and then they like you, right? Excuse me, they like you, and you like, this client likes me and stuff like that. And then you get this email, or you look at your back office, and they're gone. And you be like, what the hell happened here? I went all out of my way for this person, and they decided to leave me. But you gotta understand also that you're probably not the first person they did this to. They probably a type of person that does this all the time. You don't know that. You know, on top of that, when you got their business, probably somebody that they did business with before did the same thing I did or you did, right? That care for them, did the same thing, all of a sudden they left them for you or me, right? So you gotta accept that. Wait a minute, this client that I got today probably left somebody else too, right, for me. So you gotta accept that. So you could do, all you gotta do is do it the best that you can out there and cater to your client as much as you can, but expect that there's gonna be times that the client is gonna leave, that the client's gonna give you a charge, that the client's gonna give you a refund, right? But if you prepare yourself and your mind saying, look, nothing in the books right now is guaranteed, right? Because like in the insurance world, right? Or any sales game, there's a period of time where after certain, it could be 90 days, 60 days, or whatever it is, that if the client leaves, there's no chargeback. And the insurance world is a window of 12 months, right? So anything could happen. So what I'm saying, coming back, I don't want to distract, because it doesn't matter if it's insurance, doesn't matter if you're selling a product online, doesn't matter if there's refunds and chargebacks in any business that you do. But what I'm trying to get to the point is that you have to be prepared, guys, and build. And when I say guys, like I said in the past, I'm relating to women and men. You have to prepare to build that thick skin, right? That thick skin, because if not, it will knock you out. And the reason I bring this up is because today it happens to me. Today, it still happens to me, that I have to fight those mental challenges. Like, I could go in my back office and stuff like that, and I see that that I have a chargeback, and I have to think, deep and say, listen, remember, Alex, remember that these days will come. It can't be just a perfect, it can't be just a rainbow all the time, right? That's why, you got your sunny days, and then, nature shows it to us, right? You got your sunny days, all bright, all of a sudden it turns cloudy, right? It starts raining crazy, right? And all of a sudden it stops and a rainbow comes out, right? Life is the same way too. You got those sunny days, beautiful, and everything's going well, and that's just life. And then the sales game, the same thing, right? Everything's going fine, my life. Boom, before you know it, they lay a brick, they throw a brick at you, man. And you just got to figure out how to dodge those bricks. And if a brick hits you, just get back up and fight. Just like a boxer, right? He gets hit, get knocked down, and get back up and go after the fight. So what I'm trying to tell you guys is don't give up. You know, build that tough skin. I can't repeat it enough, because if not, it's gonna knock you out the game, man. So anyways, sorry. I know it's been a little long. I try to keep these short. It's been over 10 minutes now. But hopefully this helped you out. And I do these things because I want to remind myself too that these things are gonna happen. And if you're not prepared, you know, to fight these challenges, like I said, it will knock you out the game. So anyways, peace out. God bless. Go kick butt.